Political leaders around the world are remembering the late Margaret Thatcher, former Prime Minister of Britain. David Cameron says she was one of the best that Britain has had, and White House Secretary Jay Carney praises Thatcher as a champion of liberty and a true friend of the U.S.
She forged an important special relationship with her counterpart in President Reagan, and she was an unapologetic supporter of the transatlantic alliance.
But one of Thatcher's most controversial acts as prime minister was engaging in the Falkland Wars with Argentina. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports that reactions to her death on the islands she defended and the country she fought against have been radically different.
One islander referred to Margaret Thatcher as our Winston Churchill for her role in expelling Argentinian forces who invaded the British island territory in 1982. The chairman of the Falklands' 8-member legislative assembly called it a day of great sadness and said a memorial will be held. In Argentina, the leading daily Clarín gloated that Thatcher had ended her days with senile dementia and had, quote, suffered the ravages of too many gin and tonics. Tensions between the United Kingdom and Argentina are again on the rise. President Cristina Kirchner is vocally pushing for her country to assume sovereignty over the Falklands, though a recent referendum showed overwhelming support for remaining a British territory. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Sao Paulo.
Thatcher will receive a full ceremonial funeral with military honors at St. Paul's Cathedral. She died in London today from a stroke at the age of 87.